Hello, good evening. I'm
Hello.
calling from Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County, and we would like to hear your responses. First of all, are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Thank you. And generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Wrong.
And what is the most important issue facing Hector County, in your own words?
The environment.
Okay. And how would you rate economic conditions in your county? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
About the same.
And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all?
Not at all.
And I'm going to read you a short list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. And please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? The first one, welcoming and inviting to people of diverse background, ethnicity, and culture. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Public safety and low crime? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Having a vibrant, yes. The next one, having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Poor.
Public transportation in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Availability of quality healthcare.
Good.
The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Could you repeat that one?
Yeah, no problem. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Poor.
Quality of the public schools.
Fair.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. And the next one, natural beauty and physical setting.
Poor.
Effective leadership from elected officials.
Poor.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Good.
And last four, the availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Fair.
And the last one, offering job opportunities in your field?
Excellent.
Okay, thank you. And now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. People like you. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Immigrants from other countries? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Families with children?
Excellent.
Young single people?
Poor.
Retirees? Retired people?
Good.
Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Excellent.
Present college graduate looking to enter the job market?
Excellent.
Racial and ethnic minorities?
Good.
And people living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your kindness to help us. We're 75% now. The last three questions. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
About the same.
and economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat not too familiar, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Based on what you know, very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very, somewhat not too confident, or not at all?
Not confident.
Okay. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all?
Not at all.
And finally, just a last few questions about you and your household, just for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Some college.
And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
And do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, or African American, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
And is your annual household income below $25,000? Between $25,000 to $39,000, between $40,000 to $74,000, $75,000 or more?
$75,000 or more.
Or more. And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Retired.
Okay. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, or female, or something else?
Female.
Do you live within the city limits of Odessa, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.